Hi, welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
And I'm Brian.
Yeah, so today, really big day for me.
Really big day.
Really big day. I find out today whether I'm going to be a mom or a dad.
Congratulations.
No, my wife and I are expecting, and today is the anatomical ultrasound.
It's a big word.
That's always rough whenever you find out, like, you know, you got a son already.
So right. I'm a dad right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, now you can find out if your mom or dad.
I know. So
you're
it's
a
like.
A dad?
I'm a dad. Yeah. That's awesome. Terrifying to people. I tell people I'm a father and they just assume my kid's going to be messed
I'm so
up.
Sorry.
That's why we're having two. So one of them, you know, I'll get one of it right, right? There's always going to be one kid that's weird anyway. Like, you're it's the
true.
Weird kid. In
I
your
am.
Family.
My dad said when he married my mother, he already had three kids. And my mom only wanted one more. So they had two. For a total of five, because you said one day I'm going to kill one of you. I'm not going to tell you which one.
And that fear tactic worked.
It did. Yeah. I was a weird kid.
One of my favorite things about Max is sorry if you. I hope you don't mind me giving this much info about your family, but his dad is still a partner, right?
I mean, yeah he's retired though.
He's retired, so I mean, he's an attorney, and he did that for all your life, right?
Yeah, all my life. Pretty
okay,
much.
Yeah. So he's a lawman. But I guess when Max wanted something and he asked his father for something, he had to write an essay or a disposition.
Yeah. Whenever my dad and I had arguments, and said, like, I'm really mad at you. He's like, well, write a grievance and then you can give it to me. I'll review it and get back to you. Or if I wanted something, I had to write a proposal. So my parents still have, like, true story, I just dug them out. They have all these, like, grievances and all these proposals for Christmas written in crayon, like contractual proposals.
Nerd.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
And they wonder why, like, I'm so nitty gritty about writing now.
So
that reminds me of, like, Joe Schoolcraft.
Yeah,
one of the guys that helps us design pedals. Like, whenever they have snowball fights, they design a freaking snow fort. You know what I mean? Because he's a family full of engineers,
right?
Sure.
So it's not just like build up a wall. It's like, oh no. No, we need some paper and some calculators.
Yeah, 10x10
and
trench.
And if you're breaking out graph paper, then crap got real.
It's right? Just boring at that point. It's like, we're going to snowball fight, but now we got to do score.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay inside and get drunk.
You guys well, you guys are drawing. I'm going to dip my snowballs in ice water. I'm going to make ice balls. So you guys can have your fort, and I'll just throw my ice balls through it.
I'm just going to throw my ice balls in some bourbon.
In some bourbon?
You guys can design whatever you want to. I'm not that smart. That involves math. And
yeah.
I'm just not that smart.
Oh, man. So we got some cool things, man. Here's one that I think is hilarious. How guitarists perceive their tone versus how the audience perceives the guitarist's tone. They can tell no difference. They can tell absolutely no difference from the most part.
Most, yeah.
What do you think?
Unless it's like really, really bad.
I like, yeah, I like to think, oh, okay, you're talking about quality, not so much difference.
I think there's a line. I mean, if a guitar tone fits the song,
right?
Fine, but you know, let's say you're
again,
like,
some people like that. Right. Go ahead.
I mean, let's say you're playing like a really country gig and you're playing a boss pedal zone. People right. are going to be like, that sounds bad in
that
some
sounds.
Way.
Well, yeah. I don't know, because a lot of people think Luke Bryan sounds really good.
Yeah, you okay? Let me rephrase that. Let's say you're playing a metal zone on country music.
No, I get it.
I mean, like 90s, like,
oh, you know, Brent Mason country stuff. Music.
Let's say Brent Mason was using a metal zone
country.
On George Strait song.
Right, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Okay. But, you know, and nothing against Luke Bryan, but, like, to me, I don't find his voice pleasant. But you know what? I'm in the minority here. That guy is packing arenas. He's selling millions of records. So I'm not, like, making fun of the guy. I'm just saying that, you know, my personal preference, I don't dig it. You know, to where, like, I hear Zach Brown sing, and I'm like, ah, that dude can sing right. his butt off, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. So to me, it's like, and I think you got to say even Luke Bryan has to know Zach Brown's a better singer than him, right?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I mean, that's not his gig.
Right.
I mean, his gig is to sell albums and put people in seats.
Right, but what I'm saying is the audience, they have no clue who's the better singer.
No, they don't care.
See what I mean?
They're there for the party, though.
So that right, and that translates to guitar tone, I think.
I think so, yeah.
See what I mean? So I think that once, I guess I see what you're saying. If somebody's playing something that just totally doesn't fit, then maybe it's noticeable. But unless it's vastly different, I don't think the audience knows.
No. I mean, if you're using, I don't know, if you're using a $500 tube amp versus a $4,000 tube amp,
no one knows.
I don't think the audience, yeah.
No, uh-uh. It's, but on the flip side of that, how guitarists perceive their tone is everything. And we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm having a good tone night, then notes are going to fall under my fingers easier. It's going to make me more at home on stage. I'm not going to have to worry about things, and I can worry about then I can deliver a performance instead of going through motions.
Right. Yeah, so, it makes a huge difference from that perspective because, I mean, to the audience, everything's just gelling and it's a great atmosphere.
They have no idea why.
Right.
And it could basically come down to you're having a great tone night.
Yeah, to the audience, wow, this band's great.
Yeah.
You know? It'd be fun.
But can I say what just happened?
Sure.
Yeah, so somebody forgot to clear off an SD card on a camera, and it just stopped. And nice. Brian, hold on. See this part of Brian's head? If you're on the YouTube, this part is going to come severed here, and then it's just going to flow. He blew his top right there. Hey, you got to laugh to keep from crying. So there's still three cameras. We're still all right. So if you guys aren't watching this on YouTube, you really should, because something goes wrong every week, no matter what we try to do.
If you guys are video interns out there, and want to see your resume.
Or if you're looking for a job, shooting video.
Please send resumes to help@wamplerpedals.com.
To newintern@wamplerpedals.com.
The pay isn't great, and we'll make fun of you every episode. But
and your name will be Nogan, no matter what Nogan your name 3. Is. Or Megan.
Yeah.
Unless it is Megan, then we'll take
and then we'll
else.
Change it. Then it'll be Amber. Okay, yeah. Back in the zone, the tone zone,
the tone zone. I think that like most people don't notice your tone unless they're musicians, and if they're already musicians, they're already judging you. So
yeah,
it doesn't
exactly.
really matter. The only people that notice are musicians.
Yeah, because if you are using the $4,000 amp, it's like, who's that guy I think he is?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, or if you're using a $400 amp, they're like, this dude needs better gear.
Right, he's not even a real guitar player.
Yeah.
How many times we said in the audience, be like, somebody would be playing like a $4,000 amp and be like, that's the worst, best tone I've ever heard.
Yeah.
worst tone out of a good amplifier I've ever heard. Guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. You know, but you got to admit, I'm not real judgmental anymore. I mean,
I'm not anymore. I used to be really, really
and
bad.
I never was really too bad because I've always, that's one thing I pride myself on is I've always been able, it's the whole Victor Wooten thing. You know, you guys ever listen to Victor Wooten?
Yeah, like, yeah, absolutely.
Like, not his music so much as, like, his philosophy. But his thing is, and he honestly believes it, is, you know, is like, he could give his bass guitar to an infant kid, and they're going to make a noise that he never thought to make before. You know? And he also said one of his big things is, study a style of music that you hate. You know, just do it for a day. Take a whole day and listen to music that you hate.
Idea.
Yeah, because you're going to get things tonally, melodically, you know, I mean, rhythmically, you're going to get things out of it that, you know what I mean?
So, oh, absolutely, man.
So that's one thing I've been really good at, unless somebody's just, the only thing I don't really care for is when somebody's shtick is a little too,
right,
too thick, you know?
But that totally makes sense.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, I've never really been too judgmental, unless I just don't like that guy as a person, which doesn't happen often.
Man, I stopped being judgmental like that probably 4 or 5 years ago. Like,
45 years ago.
Four to five years ago. No, I always pride myself in really good gear. Yeah, but you know, I went at the one show one time. This guy's playing a $300 amp and a $300 guitar. Got better tone than I ever could have dreamed of.
Yeah, like, man. I remember that show. I sounded great that night.
That's a night you blew up my amp.
But no, I mean, you're right. I've seen guys like that. Yeah, you know, and we've talked about this before too. Jack Pearson played a $91 guitar on one of the biggest shows any of us could ever hope to play. The Greg Allman. And friends.
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
Although it was kind of weird to have a Greg Allman tribute. I mean, he's still alive. Is that weird?
I think it was like a tip of a hat. Like,
yeah, maybe it's just like, we like you.
Yeah, but he put it on. He put it on. He played with everyone.
Maybe. Dude, if I could play Jack Pearson out there on any kind of party, I could. Like, Max Jeffrey's big damn party. Come on. That's the play of this. Come on, Jack.
I need a tribute to me.
When you're Greg Allman, though, you can probably do pretty much what you want.
Yeah, especially fire Derek Trucks and talk crap about your bass player. Oh, so dude. I hear. So
and then
I hear.
Warren left.
And then Warren left. Actually, what I heard probably isn't even true. So let me start a rumor. But this is what I hear. I am just relaying the rumor. But I guess what happened was Greg Allman was giving an interview for his Hitting the Note magazine. Okay. And they asked him about the upcoming tours. And he's like, and I guess he said something along the lines of like having to find a new bass player. And O'Teal, the bass player, was like, well, this is news to me.
Gosh.
Yeah.
First of all, you have O'Teal as bass player.
Yeah. So supposedly, and I guess that angered some of the band members. And I guess Derek Trucks was like, you know what? Maybe it's time, you know, we part. And then I guess Warren was like, yeah, that's not cool. I should probably step away too. You know, and who knows if that's the truth? Because I just read something again that now they're saying, well, maybe we'll tour later. After they sold out their finale, you know, their final show. So who knows, man? All I care about
musicians.
Is, yeah, all I care about is if they keep making great music, you know.
I'll play with Mr. Haynes. I called him Warren earlier, but I don't know him that well.
Gotta show more respect than that.
Yeah, I know, man. Right?
Yeah, he's coming to Indy in February.
I need to go visit him.
Really? I know. Yeah.
I need to see if he wants anything. My soul, some pedals,
guitar pedals,
cookies, whatever. I'll figure something out.
You're gonna bring him cookies, not Santa Claus.
That'd be kind of unique. Like, so many guys are probably trying to give him gear, but like, I brought you some cookies.
Well, we brought Brad's dad Long's Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Paisley's dad, and we went to the Brad donuts. Paisley show.
He liked donuts.
So I like donuts too. You're not. Evidently, they make you fat. My doctor told me this. They're like, you have high cholesterol. I'm like, what's that? They're like, it comes from donuts. Man,
damn it. Speaking of which. I love Brad Paisley. You love Brad Paisley.
Yep.
But I have to say, I heard a song on his on the radio yesterday, and the guitar solo was phenomenal. If it was anybody else, it would have been terrible.
Which one was it?
Perfect Storm.
Yeah.
If you listen to that song, like you're expecting a guitar solo from Brad. Mm-hmm. So when he hits mm-hmm. it, you're like, oh, man, that sounds great. That's his tone. He plays some cool stuff. But then you think about it, if it was another artist's song, and then you heard that exact same guitar solo, you'd be like, that was so unnecessary. That's just unnecessary.
It wouldn't fit unless you're Brad Paisley.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So he can get away with it. But right. I started thinking about it. It's like, Brad Paisley no longer plays for the song.
But that's his thing, man.
Exactly, you know what exactly.
I mean? F you, I'm
Brad Paisley. It's hard to say. It's a tough pill to swallow.
That's kind of like one of the things I like about him, because he's still freaking like, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going to play guitar, man.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying it was awesome. It was a great solo. It was totally his tone. But it's this like beautiful song, all clean. And then he comes in with like his train wreck on 14 and just kills it.
Right.
That'd be awesome if it really went to 14.
Huh?
It'd be awesome if it really went to 14.
Dude, all you got to do is get a new faceplate made.
Yeah, you just print it. Print 14 instead of 10.
You can go from 9 to 14.
I'll be right back. That'd be awesome.
Oh, man. Did I tell you guys my heart was broken? About yeah. it? Oh, man.
I think you told on the podcast.
Last pack so. Podcast? No, I haven't on the podcast because it happened. But I found my dream amp on the eBay.
It's true.
And I emailed the guy. Basically, I wanted to see a certain part of the amp that he didn't have photographed, so I emailed the guy and told him, said, basically, if you can see me this picture and it's what I want to see, I'm going to buy the amp, right? So instead of getting back with me with a picture, he sends me back a text that said, I just shipped it. Or not text, but email. Basically, somebody overnight had hit buy it now.
Wow.
Oh, I should have just bought it.
Oh, that's but a heartbreaker. Hey,
but there's a lot of money to put out there without knowing exactly what you want to know about the amp.
Yeah.
We should blast it out there, though, see if any of our listeners have a lead on one.
Yeah, if any of you guys have a lead on 69 through 73, which I believe are the only years they were made, Marshall PA-20 or lead and bass 20 or bass 20 or lead 20, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast at WamplerPedals.com or travis@wamplerpedals.com. Yep. Or even max@wamplerpedals.com.
One of three of us will get
it. If you guys are wanting to sell one.
Anything at wamplerpedals.com.
Yeah, just get it to us. I don't care. That snail mail it. That or a Forniplexicon. Yeah. But, you know, that the Marshall, I've always wanted one of those, sure. You know. But, you know, it's Marshall tone that you can crank. And if any of you guys out there know of one and you think you want one, they're terrible amps. You wouldn't like it. So just email me.
Just get rid of it. Send it to Travis.
Yeah, they're terrible amps. You don't want it. I'll be happy enough to take it off.
Trade your Hot Rod Deluxe for it right now.
Yeah, can I borrow your Hot Rod Deluxe?
I got a Schecter 6-string.
Wait, no, you got Blues Junior. That's what you have. Trade my Blues Junior for it right now.
Wait.
Which is still in pieces. I know we need to fix it.
Hand-wired Blues Junior, Class AB by Brian Wampler.
Boom.
What do you guys know about that?
Huh? You don't.
Right? I'll trade you.
We call that fixing the traces.
Yeah, fixing traces. My favorite thing about that is he's like, man, Brian's looking at me. He's like, you know, this is going to make a killer studio amp. And I said, does that mean it's not roadworthy? He said, oh, definitely not roadworthy.
Don't move it anywhere. Let's just wrap it in bubble wrap and we take it to your house.
Dude, it's actually, it would be fine. It's all soldered in there. It's soldered in there, Max.
Jerks.
Hold on. Is your McDonald's? Let's see your McDonald's logos.
Yeah, so yeah, some guys give me a hard time about having McDonald's cups. I think I addressed this before, though. They have the most consistent... Huh?
What?
No, there's literally a guy on the YouTubes who is... He's emphatic that Travis is product placing McDonald's cups.
Dude, I wish I was getting a kickback from SmackDown.
And I'm
man.
Like, no, Travis just likes tea. And he's like, well, why is there always a McDonald's cup there? I'm like, he likes freaking tea.
Because McDonald's there's a...
He likes... There's it's a, on the way to work.
Yeah, there's a SmackDown right next to my house. SmackDonald's. So I hit the SmackDown every morning.
It cracks me up. Some people were noticing, though.
Two of these, $2.16. I can buy two of these for $2.16. So why wouldn't I do that?
I don't know, but if we're going to product place, then let's get some food or something.
Dude, if we get sponsored by McDonald's and nobody told me, I'm going to be pissed. I'm just throwing that out there. Someone's on freaking cinnamon buns.
They have cinnamon buns?
They used to. That was in the 90s. I know they still do.
That's Burger King, like the big rib. Burger King, dude.
It's Burger King. Dude. Yeah, McDonald's used to have them. Trust me. Don't argue fast food with me. I know this.
Don't argue with what?
don't argue fast food with me. I know this.
Oh, fast food with
these
me?
They used to have these, like, super sticky cinnamon rolls. They're like, I don't know if those are really even.
Oh, they're like Danishes, right?
Exactly,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes,
but they're
yes.
delicious.
I remember that now. You're right. I'm totally wrong.
I see. Yeah. I had Taco Bell.
Now they used to, Choco Taco, dude. Did you remember we used to? When there's this one year that we spent way too much money on video game golf and gained a few extra pounds
because a few
because we would go to
I just maintained.
Buffalo. Yeah. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings and we would always get the Snickers pie.
Oh, it was delicious.
They had frozen Snickers pie and we'd play Golden Tee, drink Sunlight Cream Ale.
You drink cream ale.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's a chick beer.
It is.
I don't care for that beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my new one's Red Stripe. I'm still on this Red Stripe.
I can get into that, but...
I'm still on this Red Stripe kick. I like it because it's smaller bottles and I feel like less of an alcoholic.
I feel like a giant when I have small bottles.
Anybody want a peanut?
Anybody want a peanut?
No more rhyming, I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
What's that from?
The Princess Bride.
Serious?
For serious?
You've never seen The Princess Bride?
I didn't until I started dating my wife, and that's her favorite movie of all time.
Are you kidding me?
We're getting that for you for Christmas.
Oh, it's hilarious.
There's a million one-liners in it.
Oh, yeah. It's the king of one-liners. It's not you'd like it because it's not a serious movie. And that's not a slam on Brian. He just... The only thing he chooses to watch and seeks out to watch are comedies, right?
Yes.
For the most... I mean, you'll watch an action movie if it's on or a historical movie if it's on, but you really don't have a desire to watch anything unless it's a comedy, right?
Right. Like, for example, last night I watched... my poor wife... I made her endure like 2 hours of YouTube Jim Carrey stuff.
Every time.
Why? I just felt like a Jim Carrey mood.
What? You're always on the YouTube, man. You have a smart TV now, or do you still do it through your Xbox?
I now use the smart TV. Because I got an app on my phone I can just...
Right. Because I used to get on the Xbox, and I'd always see you on there, and I'd say, well, first off, it's awesome because... Because
My username's a girl.
Yeah. What Brian shares a gamer tag with one of his daughters, and you can tell it's an Xbox generated name. It has numbers after it, right?
It is. It's never been changed.
Okay, so I can say the two words because it has numbers after it, right?
I don't know, but you can say one of the names.
Okay. Slothful is the first word. Slothful.
Slowest gamer ever.
No, but and it's like slothful, and then a name of another organism.
Right, and then, so another word that goes with a slothful. So,
but anyways, it doesn't go with it.
It's completely pointless.
Yeah,
but apparently we just never changed it. Actually, the reason is that's probably mean. I'm probably mean, Dad, because I think she actually wanted to change it. I'm like, hell no, we're not changing it. It's awesome.
You pick that name, you're going to own it.
Yeah, but she didn't pick it. Xbox picked it.
Yeah, it's like
self-generated or whatever, automatically generated. But it is funny because it has his daughter's name underneath it. So it's like the first time. Well, I'll never forget it. I'd been working here like 20 days. I started in December, and it was the middle of December, and it was a snow day. And nobody could come into the office. So you texted me. You're like, dude, it looks like it's an Xbox day. And I was like, this can't be. Is this a test?
I have worked the
day. Yeah, exactly, right? And he's like, dude, do you have Red Dead Redemption? I'm like, nobody has that game anymore. It's the oldest game ever. And then sure enough, I had it.
I know, but you have it.
yeah, I know. And I had it. So then he sends me this, like, friend request on there, and I'm like, who the hell is Slothful whatever, you know what I mean? So yeah, and then because it said his daughter's name right underneath it, so I had to text him. I was like, is this you? Because yep. I don't want to be adding no like 14-year-old girl or something. That'd be weird, you know. Next thing you know, I'm playing Xbox. Next thing you know, the news crew for To Catch a Predator is busting through my door. Okay, before anybody gets all pissed off about that, that's a joke. All right? Right? Because I know we're going to get somebody be like, that's nothing to laugh about.
No, I'm sure.
You know?
Watch TravisandWatchdog.com.
Yeah, it's like, listen, Buzz Killington, it's funny. But
Princess Bride, dude, how come you never seen this? Six-Finger Man, Rats of Unusual Size, Rodents of Unusual Size.
Is there a good guitar tone in that? That's what I want to
know. Is Cary Elwes in it?
Yeah.
Jimmy the Curse's husband?
And what's his name in the movie? Wesley.
Wesley.
That's a great name.
Farm Boy.
Yeah, Wesley, that's a great name. I'm just saying.
You know, I don't know anybody named that Travis.
Yeah.
This has been Chasing the Topic.
Oh, yeah, back. Oh, my God, you're right. We're doing this thing. I thought we were just hanging out. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. So
the audience has no idea what you're doing. You know, that wraps that up. David Martin says, you mentioned fizzy sounding pedals.
Can I just point something the obvious out? What are we, 25 minutes into this? And we've answered one freaking question.
Well, we did talk about Brad Paisley for a while.
We're 23 minutes into this. We're fine.
Now we're 25 minutes.
It's absolutely fine. This is going to be hard to edit because when I edit this, I try to put the subject matter, like, and the time. So basically it's going to be like 2 minutes, how guitar players perceive tone, 24 minutes, fizzy sounds.
Okay, in between, they totally forgot they were filming a podcast.
between minutes 15 and 23, they're talking about Princess Bride
and donuts. All right, back on to okay, David Martin says, you have mentioned fizzy sounding pedals several times. Over the years, I've figured out what most guitarists' adjectives mean. You know, creamy, meaty, jangly, chimey, crunchy, quacky, spanky, punchy, sparkly, etc. But I'm still a bit lost on what fizzy is. I get the idea that it isn't necessarily good. Can you take a moment to explain what that one is? I would say if you're looking at it from an EQ perspective, cranking the highest setting on a parametric EQ will induce fizz.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I've noticed, though? Amps that have a bright switch.
Yeah.
If the bright switch is engaged, you'll hear fizz on a lot more overdrives than if mm-hmm. it's off.
Yeah, so take whatever pedals you really like, and if it has a 3-band EQ or a tone knob, crank that up all the way, and then crank quite a bit of gain in it, put it on your bridge pickup and play, and you will hear some fizz.
Right. Tube Screamers can do that real easy.
Yeah.
It's really high harmonics.
High harmonics. And another word for it would be almost buzzy.
Yeah.
You know? Fuzzy, to me, like, higher. And I'm not making fun of this pedal, but when I play it, and somebody... Actually, I need to ask your permission on this. I had somebody email in and want to know... No, it's a YouTube comment, I believe. Somebody said, Travis has mentioned several times that there's some pedals of Brian's that sound fizzy when he plays them. Can I say those two pedals? Is that all right?
Sure, I don't remember what they are now.
Okay, when I play them, well, number one, the Tweed 57, I cannot make sound good, but I've played Tweed amps, and I can't make them sound good either. You know, and there's this guy out of Nashville, Ford. He has a 53 Deluxe, and he played that. And he cranked it up, and it sounded. And then you...
Yeah, I like Tweed amps.
It made sound.
You just don't like Tweed amps.
I agree. I mean, I'm sure there's a Tweed amp out there, which is weird because I love Marshalls, and Marshalls are basically Tweed basements. Yeah, I mean, sort of. But then again, total different power section, total different output transformer, but
different kind
tone of stack, I guess, right? Well, no, the tone stack's different. Same,
but
it, right.
But still, I mean... You know how if you take like a if you take a Marshall and you put it through a 112 cabinet and you put it through a 412 cabinet, it sounds like two different amps.
Oh, completely.
You know?
Yeah. But when you played or when Ford played his 53 Deluxe and then you're like, okay, cool, check this out. Then you took your Tweed 57 and put it in a Port City Pearl, which was set flat. And I couldn't tell a difference.
It's pretty close to it.
I could not tell a difference. I mean, and I'm not trying to pimp your pedal here because, quite frankly, I don't dig it.
frankly, I hate it.
Well, for what I do, you know, and it's like, although I've heard harmonica played through it and it sounds unbelievable.
Yeah.
Joe Eric
from Jake Owen Band.
Yeah, he swears by it. So, but that one, there's a little fizz when I play it. But the one that gets fizzy when I play it is the Plextortion.
Yeah, by design.
Is it by...
Because it's kind of mimicking, like, preamp distortion.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, which I've always found a little fizzy.
Yeah, if you take preamp distortion, it's fizzy. And 12AX7's clipping in multiple stages is pretty fizzy.
Right, and the thing is, too, is a lot of people make fun of me on this, but a JCM-800, I don't like those unless they're cranked. Because I don't like preamp
gain. Because you're hearing the preamp fizz.
Right, but if you can crank it, and not even, like, crank it, but if you can get that power tube to open up a little bit...
Right.
Oh, and then like boost it with the preamp gain. Oh no, that tone. So like, because people think you know like JCM-800s, you know what they're hearing is the preamp gain. But on those classic records, man, you're hearing both.
Right.
And the Plextortion does that too because I noticed there's a local guitar player in town that has just about every pedal you've ever made. and he's done work for you, Benito.
Oh, Benito, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, I played his rig one night, and he had a Plextortion, and it was his only, like, dirt box that would really rise above the mix. So I was like, well, you know, it's not my favorite pedal. And I clicked it on. It sounded unreal. So it must have been maybe that I was playing at higher volumes. Maybe I like that in combination with a broken-up amp.
It could be.
Yeah, so, but those are the two pedals. That answers that question. So,
and that kind of comes back around to you may have a given pedal that sounds not so great with one amp and very good with a different amp.
Yeah.
And not just Wampler stuff. I mean, pedals in general.
Yeah, and we've talked about that as far as I hate a Tube Screamer, which is asinine for me to say, in front of like a Plexi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it. I just don't prefer it.
It just doesn't do what you want it to do.
Right. Although your Plexi drive in front of a Plexi... sounds stupid good.
But a lot of
have you ever done that?
I haven't, no.
Oh my gosh. Dude, it sounds ridiculous. Like, my rig was my Plexi clone. Okay, so all I brought was a Strat, a Univibe, you know, the Earthquaker Depths, and then your Plexi drive, and then the Fotape Echo. So just three pedals. And then I had as much gain as you could ever want. Yeah, it was unreal. It was great tone. And then I broke a string, so I was like, well, crap. And then the other guitar player...
Can't sing without a guitar string.
Can't sing without a guitar string? Crambone. That's Crambone. You know Crambone?
Tom
know Crambone.
And Jerry, dude.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry. Yeah. Now, this is the hard part. Yeah, right. It's good. You gotta,
he did like
Crambone. Crambone. You gotta go to YouTube and YouTube Crambone.
Please put a link in the description.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, we gotta do that.
But so the other guitar player, he was like, dude, you should play my Les Paul. So, and it's a 1960 VOS plane top, and it's got the Joe Bonamassa. Pickups. Pickups, thank you. It's got those in it, and they sound great. They sound absolutely great, man. But
I need some new pickups from that Les Paul. Actually, you know what I need? The Les Paul that stays in tune.
So you don't need a Les Paul.
I think I'm just gonna like put a locking tuner on it, mm-hmm. a locking nut on it,
mm-hmm.
and then just no Floyd Rose or anything. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but. But
maybe I'll just weld the strings to the bridge.
There you go.
It won't be hard to change out. Max, monkey, change my strings.
Change my strings, monkey.
I need a plasma torch.
But no, and this dog, the other guitar player, he has. That's not a cheap guitar. The 1960 VOS plain top. That is not a cheap guitar. You know, they're like what, $3,000, something like that. They're expensive. So. It took him a lot to be able to say, yeah, I'm going to swap these pickups. But he's really close personal friends with Joe. So Joe was like, dude, just let me send you them pickups. If you don't like them, you know, sell them. Let me send you some. So, and he was like, man, I didn't want to like them because I wanted this guitar. And then sure enough, he put them in there and he loves them.
Huh.
So I was like, call Joe. I need some pickups. But... So I'd be interested in try those in your Les Paul.
Try what?
Try those in your Les Paul.
Absolutely. Who makes the pickups again?
Seymour Duncan, I believe.
Look, you know that guy.
Let's see. I do.
Wait a minute. If I'm not mistaken, Seymour Duncan actually hand wound some pickups for you.
Yeah, it's a Christmas gift 1 year.
And he's never put them in his guitar.
Not that one. I tried them in my fake Les Paul.
The Agile or whatever? Yeah that guitar...
It's a guitar.
It was blue.
It's a good one to throw around your neck.
Yeah. Yeah. I shared that video the other day. Somebody
on my Facebook, we were asking what topics we should talk about, and someone said...
Strap locks.
How to throw your guitar around your neck, not look like an idiot.
One of my Face page friends, they were... they posted a video of somebody swinging a guitar around their neck with disastrous results similar to yours. And it said, and you could tell they were British. I didn't even know they were British until they just wrote one word, said knob. So what did I do? I copy and pasted the link of you swinging your guitar around your neck and put it in the description of the comments.
That was one of my less finest moments.
And I believe...
Least finest moments.
I believe Jason Wilding, I believe he's got some hand-wound pickups from Mr. Duncan as well, right?
It does.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, he's got like a Brent Mason guitar, too, that was
given to him by Brent Mason.
Everybody's been given guitars in this company except me.
that's the truth.
You were given a Valley Arts model by Brent Mason.
No, I bought it.
But you were given one at one time.
I was, but then...
He needed it back, didn't he?
Well, so Phil Cox was like, dude, I need a guitar.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, don't feel bad. I once had a pedal taken from me to give to Brad Paisley, so it's fine. And then I've been asking for it for 2 years. Now Max has one. So
I got one pro. You've got every pro I've ever made.
We'll have to lay.
That's all right. I'm gonna order. Never mind.
Well, we actually we almost have the new Tap Tempo done. So,
oh, okay, cool.
We're gonna get some more prototypes done.
Get a prototype of that.
Well, you already have one.
No, not of the
it's
new.
Tap Tempo, isn't it?
Yeah, but not of the one Brian's talking about.
I'm talking about subdivisions.
Yeah, subdivisions.
Oh,
yeah.
We're gonna do like 3/16ths. And then,
weird stuff.
Yeah, just
4/32nds.
Yeah, 5/8. Really weird subdivisions. Like things are completely unusable.
We're gonna do 12/8 time for your slow blues.
12/7 because that makes that makes no sense at all.
Yeah. Basically, we're gonna listen to some Mahavishnu Orchestra stuff, and we're gonna time it out, and then we're just gonna make subdivisions for that. Right. And if you guys have never listened to that stuff, have your mind blown. And you know. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. You know, I mean, I went through a stage where, you know, I listened to all that. And I was like, man, this is really cool. And then I went and revisited it. I was like, I have no idea what's going on.
I'm freaking out, man.
Is that one of those?
Yeah.
Is that one of those youth things? Is that one of those youth things?
Kind
of. You go through when you're young.
Yeah.
Doing stupid stuff.
And then, yeah, but I mean, it's very, very technical. I mean, it's unbelievable musicianship, but yeah, it's out there. It's out there, man. It's, I mean, it's great stuff, and the jazzers like it, you know. It's John McLaughlin.
Oh,
McLaughlin, yeah, however, yeah, whatever, but he's great. He's awesome. But so that does answer a few things, right? I mean,
sure.
We might went off topic a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. So
this episode is sponsored by McDonald's and Cinnabons.
Yeah. Oh, and
what are you
Puma.
Talking about Cinnabons? Those are delicious.
And Puma.
And Puma.
I'm trying to. I need to get a Puma endorsement because I got some new motor scooters.
You should do the Gary Vaynerchuk thing and just show your shoes in front of the camera all the time.
Yeah, does he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet he gets free shoes. Huh? Zappos.com. Come on. Come on.
Zappos.com. Give me one.
Zappos.com. Come on. Come on. Yeah, I don't know where that's at, but I'm digging it. I'm feeling that. I'm going to work on it. I'll get back to you. I'm going to come on. Hashtag come on. C-O-M-O-N. Come on. Right? Nothing?
That's terrible.
No.
You probably don't want to hashtag off. That. You're probably going to get some honorary results.
Only from you. But if you guys download this at the iTunes, you guys should leave us a review, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know?
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, exactly. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think. It feeds our egos and keeps us up at night trying to figure out how to please you guys if you hate us. So, and as always, leave a question or comments in the YouTube comments if you're watching it there. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ChasingTonePodcast. Instagram, Chasing Tone Podcast. What am I missing? Podcast at wamplerpedals.com.
Snapchat.
No, we're not doing Snapchat.
Tumblr. Uber. No, that's a whole different
service. That's for like driving.
You don't want me driving you places.
I'm just throwing websites that end with er.
Yeah. So. Dude, I'm telling you, I need to try to crash you again. That was still one of my favorite.
I've crashed
ones.
Enough, dude. Yeah. Friends.
Remember I told you, like, right after your last accident, I was like, can I just call you Crash? No. Crash Jeffrey.
Crash Jeffrey.
Hashtag
Crash. Hash Brown Crash.
Hash Brown Crash Jeffrey.
Yeah, hashtag GoPro won't work is what we need.
Come on.
I need it.
I'm working it in. Come on.
No, I that just scares
Come
me.
Come on. No.
I need a drink called the Crash.
The Crash.
Someone needs to make a drink called the Crash.
No.
I don't know. I know I had 2 cups of coffee before this, and I feel like...
And on that note... I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
And I'm buzzing on some serious caffeine. Brian.
Brian. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Come on.